Tinun Ches Tif Aleph. Kol Hekev Shel Hukov Tadira Kegoyin Ganois Vepardesim Vuburinim She'en Matsuyim El Lishmo Vesoichim Oso Chachom Lataltom Vesoicha Yoysa Me'abamet And Yoysa Me'isosai. There are two types of Rishus HaYochid. One is a Rishus HaYochid which is made for a person to dwell in it, which means either living in there or storing in things and going in and out and using it. That's Hukov Ladir. No matter how large it is, it's considered regular Rishus HaYochid. But the ear which is not made for dwelling, like the examples that brought over here, different types of orchard fields that are not made for people to dwell in, or fields that have this bug in them, has little hut, just for a person to watch the field, that's not for him to dwell there either. So these situations are considered lo hukuf adir, they were not fenced in, walled in for dwelling purposes, and therefore in Rabban the Chazal treated as a carmelis, it's more than the size of sosayim. That's a little bit more than 70 by 70 amas. Imel sosayim, shushir shiva mama, alba tfachim, shiva alba tfachim, is exactly sosayim, which is like we said, shiva mama by 4 tfachim, square. Muta, the talpin, the kuloi, benchu meruva, benchu ogle. If it has the exact measure, then it doesn't make a difference whether it's square or round or a chakotin or it's rectangular. Vashala ye oka yoise, mishnaim baroch va'am atas. But if it's exactly so sayin, and its length is an amo more than double its width, then you also cannot carry there. So that's a very unusual case. Not very nogea the mitzvah, since it's different sheetahs have big amos also. But like we said before, it's something that's made for dwelling purposes, can be very large, and since it's made for people to use, then it is permitted. That's in today's parks are really made for people to use, so if the park has a fence around it, even if it's very large, it will all be considered mukav l'dira.
Mo says, Ayin l'kaman simen tafalav din stam ayoris yimakov l'dira. In simen tafalav, we will see that stam walled cities are considered mukav l'dira, that was made for dwelling and they put a wall around it. Yeshem is stam kapiva shalon mikav mukav l'dira, deregilan lifteh pesach trila v'achakach l'hakim. Generally, they open the back door to the house and then they put a wall around the yard. There's a more lenient opinion that says that anything that's near his house or near his dwelling area, city, is automatically considered hukav l'dira. His das is to use that as part of his dwelling area. There are those that disagree with it. They say even if it's near his house, you have to make the seder of opening of the door and afterwards surrounding it. We don't say that even if it was surrounded first, it was made with intention of opening the door afterwards.